They'll find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is. They can also look us up on Facebook. Just add an S to our surname, Allams, A-L-L-A-M-S. Very, very interesting, up-to-date Facebook page that we have, sort of by Trishana Weekly. And you'll find all our details there. And, of course, you can always phone into the office on 043-7211-018 and make an appointment to chat to one of us at the office. We have a great team here with a number of people available to assist. Make the appointment, pop in and see us, and we'll sort you out.
Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio then. Thanks a lot. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle slots. And, wow, maintenance. You won't get away with not paying it if you have, if you find yourself in that situation. It is 8 o'clock. It is news time on Wild Coast Radio. In the top stories at this hour, the Commission for Gender Equality to meet Justice Cluster Departments. Archbishop Makhoba launches an inquiry to investigate safety of church members. Boza demands oversight over the Township Economy Fund. And sports news with Mark Godfrey. That all coming up in the news. The Commission for Gender Equality will meet with the Justice Cluster Departments in KwaZulu-Natal this week. The meeting will discuss concerns about the increase in gender-based violence cases in the country. The CGE says the departments will account on issues of systemic failures in tackling gender-based violence. The CGE spokesperson Java Baloy says the Commission is worried about the increase in sexual offences in the country. The Anglican Archbishop Thabo Makhoba has launched an inquiry to assess the safety of church members. The inquiry will investigate whether Anglican Church of Cape Town has met the obligation to protect its members from abuse. The announcement was made after a British report found that former lawyer John Smith committed serious abuses in Britain and Zimbabwe in the 1980s and 90s. Makhoba says Smith attended the church in Cape Town for two periods before his death in 2018. A mining organization in the Northwest Province is considering taking legal action against the government over its treatment of illegal miners. Police are facing criticism for cutting food and water supplies to illegal miners to force them to come out of the mines. The Mining Affected Community United in Action says the treatment of the miners by the government is inhumane. More than 1,000 illegal miners have been arrested in Stilfontein since the police started the operation. Build One South Africa, or BOZA, has called for strict oversight over the new 500 million rand Township Economy Fund. President Ramaphosa announced that the fund would help to support township economies around the country. However, BOZA says it is concerned about the risk of accountability, transparency and mismanagement of the fund. BOZA's spokesperson Roger Solomons says the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition must explain how the fund will be spent. Business Leadership South Africa, BLSA, has welcomed South Africa's credit rating upgrade by Standard & Poor. The business organization says the upgrade is the first of many steps towards the country regaining its investment grade credit rating. South Africa lost its investment grade credit rating at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. BLSA says the credit rating upgrade is a testament to the government's success in regaining control over its finances over the past few years. In international news, Russia has launched its biggest missile attack against Ukraine's power facilities as winter approaches. Ukraine has been expecting an attack against its power system for weeks, and it finally came. Ukraine says the attack targeted electricity generation and transmission facilities across the country. The extent of the damage is not yet known, and electricity supply to certain districts was cut to prevent a surge in case of damage. And now we move on to sports news. And this morning we say good morning to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. And we say good morning, Mark.
Yes, it's a good Monday morning, Wayne. Sport International Rugby, results of the autumn series played over the weekend. England versus the Springboks, Twickenham, London. It wasn't a game, it wasn't a pleasant game, and it's rather a game to forget than remember. But for the Boks, it was mission accomplished. So congratulations to Rassie and his team. Trial scorers for the Boks, they scored four tries, that is. First try went to the scrum half Grant Williams, second went to the international world-class flanker Peter Steph de Toy. And the final one went to a brace of tries for that winger, Cheslin Colby. Man, this guy deserves an accolade for his never say die attitude and never give up. I mean, really and truly, he's one of the best in the world. England's try scorers, Ollie Flachdome, he scored one. The other one went to their flanker, Sam Underhill. Final score from Twickenham, London, England 20, Springboks 29. Just to add, I really think England admin and their players must take responsibility for their run of five losses. A thriller of a rugby game in Paris goes down to the wire. France versus New Zealand played at Stade de France in Paris. The capacity crowd, well, they were entertained with rugby out of the top draw. France scored three tries. The first went to their fullback Romain Pouras. The second one went to number six flanker Paul Bodenhaint. This guy has a bright future. Remember the name. The third draw went to their left winger, Louis Billy Barret. He kept a fine game and shows he's got potential. The All Blacks, they scored two tries. The first went to their substitute flanker in the eighth minute, Pieter Lacay. The second one went to their scrum off Cam Rogart. Cam Rogart kept the French captain, Damien Dupont, at close quarters, and he got away with little or nothing. Final score, France 30, New Zealand 29. Rugby was definitely the winner. Then other games played on Sunday, Australia pitch, and they pitched with a fine victory against the no-show Wales. Final score, Australia 52, Wales 20. Then Italy, they fight back, and this they do, and they win in the final minutes. Final score, Italy 20, Georgia 17. Enjoy the week wherever you are. Sport, Wild Coast Radio, Mark Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. You enjoy the week as well, and looking forward to the wrap on Friday, getting ready for our next weekend of sport. Thank you, Mark, for that sports report.